AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he'll send federal law enforcement to fight crime in both Chicago and Baltimore. Sagar Magani has the latest.
Local and state officials in both places are staunchly against it, but asked if he'll send the National Guard to Chicago.
We're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
Telling reporters he has an obligation.
This isn't a political thing.
The president's praised Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser's cooperation with federal troops in the nation's capital, but he's criticized Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker for resisting.
If the governor of Illinois would call me up. I would love to do it.
Pritzker says he's already been clear.
No, I will not call the president, asking him to send troops to Chicago.
Calling the request unhinged. Maryland's Wes Moore is also opposed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The judges ruled the president's deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles during immigration enforcement protests was illegal. Israel's mobilizing thousands of reservists as it expands its offensive in Gaza. Hospitals report at least 47 people killed today. The earthquake death toll in Afghanistan has jumped to more than 1,400, with thousands more injured and villages flattened, the UN's Indrika Ratwate says.
Potentially, the impacted individuals could go up to almost into the hundreds of thousands. So far, we know around 12,000 individuals have been directly impacted in these provinces.
Google has avoided being broken up, but a federal judge has ordered a major makeover of its search engine in a crackdown aimed at curbing the power of an illegal monopoly. Worries about mounting government debt loads worldwide have pushed bond yields higher, and that cranked up pressure on all kinds of stocks today, sending the main indexes to losses. The Dow fell 249 points, or about 0.5%. The S&P slipped 0.7%, while the Nasdaq dropped 0.8%. Big tech stocks, the heaviest weights on the market. This is AP News. The AP College Football Poll has Ohio State number 1, Penn State 2, LSU 3. Meantime, a rough transition for a big-time coach.
Bill Belichick's college football coaching debut left much to be desired.
Obviously, we have a lot of work to do.
The six-time Super Bowl winners, North Carolina Tar Heels, were defeated 48-14 by TCU on Monday night.
They just outplayed us. They outcoached us. I mean, they were just better than we were tonight.
The 48 points were the most ever allowed by a Belichick coach team.
Just wasn't up to what it needs to be, and I know we're a lot better than that.
The game at Keenan Memorial Stadium featured a number of famous UNC alumni, including Michael Jordan.
Fans were awesome. It's great energy in the stadium. We just didn't do enough to keep it going.
It marked Belichick's first game back on the sideline since being fired by the Patriots after the 2023 season. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.